Understood is a resource I have recommended for many years to parents looking for support with learning and thinking differences such as ADHD, dyslexia, and more. And I'm subsequently excited to tell you about their podcast, Understood Explains. This season, the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. They cover topics such as how to tell if your child needs an IEP, common myths about special education, and the difference between IEPs and 504 plans. I love how Understood Explains breaks down the overwhelm by unpacking an important topic each season and then drilling down further into key basics in each episode. Most episodes are between 10 to 15 minutes, and episodes are available in both English and Spanish. So fantastic, right? To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Mini Edit from Edit Your Life. In these snack-sized mini episodes, I answer your questions about everything from self-care to parenting to relationships to home and more. Think of me like that friend you text or call when you need a quick piece of compassionate and candid advice. Send me your questions. Today's question came from a listener who asked, can you do a mini edit about puzzling? Where you source them, materials you look for, approach, etc. I love this question, and it came in just as I was cracking into a fresh 1,000-piece puzzle. This message also reminded me that a while back, I posted about a puzzle I was working on and how I was doing it, and oh my goodness, the distressed DMs about my approach, it was pretty funny. Now, before I get to approach, puzzles have always been a big part of our household. I have never been great at pretend play with toys, but puzzles, I am all over them. And it started getting legitimately fun when my kids got to the 100-piece puzzle phase. Some of those puzzles were fun for me to snap together on my own. And puzzles are really fun for us to do as a family. Even Violet recently observed how she loves that puzzles help us keep off our phones. Recording this mini edit reminds me that I have a post on my former blog, Boston Mamas, which is still alive as an archive site, and I will link it in the show notes. It's called Awesome Puzzles for Kids and Adults. And in that post, I share recommendations for babies and toddlers, preschoolers, big kids, and then 500 to 1,000 piece puzzles. Over the years, we have passed along the younger kid puzzles and continue to periodically redo 1,000 piece puzzles. And I was just talking to my friend Anne about whether it would work to do puzzle swaps. And we agreed that the main prohibitive feature is that for somewhat fastidious people like us, we would want to swap with people who never lost puzzle pieces. We'll be right back. As you know, I value stories and the connection that the sharing of stories can bring so much. And if you're looking for a gift for Mother's Day, check out StoryWorth. StoryWorth is all about celebrating and preserving stories. Every week, StoryWorth emails a loved one of your choosing a question prompt that you pick. For example, how did you decide when to have children? And what was your mom like when you were a child? Your loved one simply responds to the email with a story of any length. You will receive copies of these emails, and after 1 year, StoryWorth compiles the stories and any photos provided into a keepsake book. Funny enough, I was just chatting with a neighbor who told me that her mom gifted copies of her StoryWorth album to immediate family members, and literally everyone was crying, in a good, loving way. I loved this example because while yes, StoryWorth is a great gift between a parent and kid, in this case, it was a gift from sister to sister that then was shared across generations. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/edit. That's storyworth.com/edit to save $10 on your first purchase. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you struggle with boundaries and the general complexities of peopling? Relationships are necessary to our well-being, and some relationships are just, well, complicated. A good chunk of the work I have done in therapy centers on relationships. How to own my part of the story, how to let go of relationships that are toxic, and how to navigate challenging relationships in a way that doesn't drain me. And all of this work helps me show up better for myself and also as a partner, mom, friend, family member, and business owner. If you're thinking of starting therapy, check out BetterHelp. This online therapy platform was designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/edit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/edit. Okay, we're back, and I'm going to answer the specifics of the listener ask. As for where to source puzzles, sometimes I order them online, but lately my favorite approach is just to wander through independent book or gift stores and see what appeals. Some of my favorite companies, though, include Ravensburger. Those are great for the 100-piece puzzle range, although they also have a lot of other ones. For the bigger puzzles, we have enjoyed puzzles by Springbok, Mud Puppy, and Gallison. And in that post, Awesome Puzzles for Kids and Adults, there are direct links to a bunch of great puzzles that we have enjoyed. And it also reminded me of one that I want to add to my birthday list. I also want to flag that Cavallini, the paper company, also has gorgeous puzzles. And I just did a beautiful bird puzzle in Maine with my friend Anne. But I think I haven't tended to buy those myself because they come in canisters that are a little harder to stack compared to just square or rectangular boxes. Clearly, I need to get over myself. These puzzles are beautiful. As for materials I look for, 1,000-piece standard puzzles are our sweet spot. We have not gone bigger than that, so who knows, but 1,000 pieces seems very standard to us. One time we tried doing a woodcut puzzle, and that was really fun, but our collection includes just the standard style. As for type, we do not gravitate towards puzzles that are monochromatic and absurdly hard. There was a puzzle I did once that was all peacock feathers, and it was really terrible and stressful to do. Instead, I tend to look for puzzles that have a fun scene on them. For example, some of our favorites have included hot air balloons, a candy counter that's loaded with different jars of candy. A recent puzzle I did is a beautiful Gallison puzzle, including a series of ombre eggs. Or the other style we gravitate towards are like either sort of a grid tableau theme layout. For example, spices, cupcakes, fancy chocolates. And then we've also done some fun illustrated puzzles involving dogs and cats. As for our approach, I always start by obsessively flipping over all the pieces and then separating out the edge and blank pieces. This is just how I do it. This is how I always like to start while my family digs into the actual puzzling. We do not always start with the edges, which I gathered from my DMs is rather unconventional. And instead, people pick whatever fun area they want to work on and start looking for those pieces. So usually people are looking for specific colors and patterns. And then once I am done flipping and organizing all the pieces, I do like starting with the edge. When we get to the end where all the pieces look the same, for example, the background and the sky, I like to organize the pieces by shape and direction. Sometimes people bail on the puzzle by this point, but I find it strangely satisfying to snap in pieces just by looking for those odd little distinctions in the shapes that separate them out. So I don't know. I don't know what it says about me, but I do find it rather satisfying. I hope this was helpful and inspires a fresh round of puzzling for you. And if you have a question for me, please drop me a line at edityourlifeshow@gmail.com or DM or comment on a post on Facebook or Instagram at edityourlifeshow. Thanks for listening.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.